It's a wonderful Sunday, isn't it?
Yes.
Let's give another hand to Jesus. Yes. Amen. Now, you're looking good, better than yesterday. Today, we make it first person. I know Reverend Ambrose is looking really good. Let's make it first person and say, I am looking good.
I am looking good.
And then?
Yes.
Brother?
Yes.
And then?
Yes.
And tomorrow?
Shine.
Some netta. Sparkle, sparkle. Shiny, shiny.
Yes.
I'm about to read the scriptures. We have this open door pack written by our senior pastor, Reverend Ambrose Nyangao. It's available after the service in the bookshop at 200 shillings. Get yourself a copy, get a friend also a copy. We do have the theme book here, still available, and you're welcome to get yourself a copy, and also the planner. For those who are here for the first time, I want you to see this. You can also get yourself a copy. The reading of scripture today comes from the book of Matthew. It's a great, great passage. Matthew chapter 8. Matthew chapter 8. And we are reading from verse 5 up to verse 13. Matthew chapter 8, verse 5 to verse 13. In the NIV version, this is what the Bible says. When Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him asking for help. Lord, he said, my servant lies at home paralyzed, suffering terribly. That is the setting. Jesus said to him, shall I come and heal him? The centurion replied, Lord, I do not deserve to have you come under my roof. Now let us read the next part together, but just say the word and my servant will be healed. For I myself am a man under authority with soldiers under me. I tell this one, go, and he goes, and that one, come, and he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard this, he was amazed and said to those following him, truly I tell you, I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith. I say to you that many will come from the east and from the west and will take their places at the feast with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the subjects of the kingdom will be thrown outside into darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then Jesus said to the centurion, let us read that one also together. Go, let it be done, just as you believed it would. And his servant was healed at that moment. Father in heaven, I thank you for the reading of the word. And now I commit the release and the receiving of the word into your hands. And Holy Spirit, I pray, speak to us. Those who are here in the sanctuary, those in the pavilion, those in the parents' room downstairs, those following online around the world, my God, I pray as we receive it, bless us together, because we are a family church. And I've prayed this prayer in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we all say,
amen.
Amen. We may have our seats. As I come to God's word, let me celebrate a testimony of Phoebe's father. He's called Phoebe Njoga, Mr. Njoga. And we prayed for him. I think he's somewhere around here. Dad is right there. And he had a very sensitive surgery on the head. And we bless the Lord that he's now well. He's standing right there. Let's appreciate what God has done. Thank you, Dad. God bless you. He's there together with part of the family. And also, guests who keep coming, joining us from around the world, again, Gibson from Malawi, Karibu Sana, Karibu Asante, and also Oliver Osimi, Karibu Sana. They come from our partners in the mission to the Turkana, World Relief International, and we are very happy that you're here with us. We do also have our friends, the Munenes, from Australia. Maybe you can just stand. The Munenes and your family from Kirinyaga. Yes. Yeah, karibuni sana. Thank you. It's been a minute, like they say, since we last met, but welcome back home. Thank you very much. You may have your seat. And we also have a family that's come thanking God today in a very special way. They are called the Mwangangis. They are not from Australia. These ones are from Mutomo, which is actually in Kitui. Would you stand, the Mwangangis? We are a family church, and we really appreciate the Mwangangis and the others. We thank God for all of them, the Mwangangis. Wherever they are right now, we bless the Lord for the Mwangangis. Thank you very much. So this month, of course, remember the theme of the month is Open Door Declarations, Uplifted Kingdom Authority. And the scripture text I just read, I'm sure you had some declarations, and you also had some, the word authority mentioned. And this is a powerful theme we have this month. I have chosen to title my message, Just Say the Word, inspired by one of the scriptures there, which is verse 8. The centurion replied, Lord, I do not deserve to have you come under my roof, but just say the word. That's where the title of the message comes from. But just say the word, and my servant will be healed. And so I would like us to voice it, the title of the message. Let's say it together. Just say the word. I have divided this word in three parts for us to be able to eat it together as a meal. The first part is the word desired, the word declared, and the word demonstrated. Let me just repeat again. The word desired, the word declared, and the word demonstrated. I start with the word desired. The word desired, seek it. Now, what you do when you desire something, seek it. The word desire is really a longing, a yearning, and it impels one to go after that which they are yearning and make it their possession. And in this text, we have a Gentile, and we are told he's a centurion. That means he's a commander of 100 soldiers. He's a senior official in the Roman government. And we have this Roman soldier seeking or desiring a word. And I thank God for those who seek the word of God and desire the word of God, because their desire shall actually be fulfilled. And in the first few verses, from verse 1 to 10, I read again, the Bible says, when Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him asking for help. And let me say this, help is possible. Help is near you. If you remember the scripture in Psalm 121 that says, I look up to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the maker of heaven and earth. And I speak to somebody listening to me today, help is near you. It is near you. It is near you. And I thank God for those who go to get help in the right places. And this centurion has gone to the right place. Between Monday and Saturday, people go to all kinds of funny places looking for help. And they end up hurt. They end up worse than they actually started. But let us learn from the centurion. He comes asking for help. And he asks for help regardless of his status. Remember, he's a senior government official. These were the rulers. The Jews were the ruled or the oppressed. He's coming to a Jew. Just imagine a very senior official coming to people who are despised at that time, and he's asking for help. Lord, he said, my servant lies at home, paralyzed, suffering terribly. And when this centurion is coming, he's coming not for himself, but for somebody else. And he's coming as an intercessor. He's coming a distance, and he's interceding on behalf of his servant. I'm amazed at this centurion, because most people, if somebody gets sick in the organization, they retire them. They actually retire them, send them home on the health account of their health. But this centurion seems to have nursed and kept this servant for quite some time with a prayer and a hope that he could actually do something to bring healing to this servant of his. But thank God the day does come, and the day will come, and the day has come for somebody when the healing arrives. Hallelujah. So for this servant, the day comes, and he reaches out to Jesus. Then Jesus said to him, "Shall I come and heal him?" The centurion replied, "Lord, I do not deserve to have you come under my roof, but just say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I myself am a man under authority, with soldiers under me. I tell this one, go, and he goes, and that one, come, and he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed and said to those following him, "Truly I tell you, I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith." Now this centurion amazes Jesus because of his faith in the word of God. And I say, if you want to really amaze heaven, if you want to wow heaven, then have faith in the word of God. We are so blessed that the word of God is available to us in many formats. There is this hard copy, the Bible. And I have said here before that these words are not written for angels. These words are written for human beings. And these words are our words. And so when you take this Bible, you say, "It's mine." And if you really want to wow heaven, then believe every word that is put in these scriptures. A desire for the word. And my prayer is this, that we shall get a big appetite for God's word. I know we have an appetite for many things, but let me suggest to us that the best appetite you probably would need is the appetite for the word of God. And so that word desire is a word of appetite. It's a word of longing. It's a word of yearning. And the centurion epitomizes those people who have faith in the word of God. The whole community around the world, the people of faith, and they believe in the word of God. And one of the things that these people do, as we can see with the centurion, is that they constantly come to the word of God. They come back to the word of God. And I suggest to somebody here the need to have a regular plan of the Bible, a regular plan. And Pastor Kiniti, this year you haven't given us yet. Oh, much party, eh? Ah, yeah, that says something about me, does it? a regular plan of getting into God's word. And it is here. Pastor Kiniti, we have this, I think after this, outside there. I hope it's available. Yes.
So we have three, what do I call them? We have prepared three special copies for the youth, for the women, and for the men. Different colors. For the youth, it's green. For the men, we have blue, and for the ladies, we have pink. I think it's pink.
Ladies tend to get the softer colors and the nicer colors. But really, looking at the centurion, one of the lessons, of course, we learn is that his desire led him, is beyond desire. The desire led him to actually seek the word. And he didn't stop until he got to that place where he would get that word. And that's why then this title is Just Say the Word. And Jesus is amazed that somebody who is a Gentile is coming from the outside there and is actually, you know, coming all the way to Jesus and asking for this word. Thank you, Pastor Kiniti. Now I have it in all these colors here. And after the service, in the bookshop, yeah, you can actually get yourself a plan of getting down to God's word. And this centurion comes, and he knows the value of God's word, while those who really ought to know the value of God's word don't seem to know. And that is why Jesus rebukes them. And he says, in the messianic party, some of you who are supposed to be at the center of things are going to miss it. Yet a stranger and a Gentile who has come from very, very far has received the revelation and the understanding that the word of God is everything. And so his desire goes just beyond a desire. He seeks it. He seeks it. It's one thing to desire. It's another one to actually begin to seek. And there are four D's that I usually share. One is desire, decision, determination, and discipline. Turning your desire into something tangible. That is desire. Then you make a decision. Then there is a determination. And then there is a discipline. And this centurion goes all the way. He doesn't stop somewhere in the middle. And so let me encourage us to have an appetite for God's word. I told the first service how yesterday I had a long day. And when I did my last meeting, I was speaking at Parkland Sports Club to a group there. I was very hungry. And going home, I thought, let me call my children, find out if they have food that's ready. It wasn't quite ready, but my appetite was larger than my patience, and I couldn't wait. I got into a restaurant, and I asked for a full chicken and big chips. And oh my God, didn't I get into it? I'm praying for big appetites. Hallelujah. I'm praying for big appetites. Appetites for the word of God. That will make you go searching. You get in here and you go looking until you get a word in season, a word addressing your specifics, and a word that you can call forth and begin to declare. I'll be coming to that in the second point. But the first point is the word desired, that seek it. In Jeremiah 15, verse 16, the Bible says, your word was found, and I ate it. Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 16, concerning Jeremiah. When your words came, I ate them, you see. They were my joy and my heart's delight, for I bear your name, Lord God Almighty. And that is my prayer. I have a tradition of going into God's word. I like memorizing God's word. I love meditating on it. And it gives me strength. There's just something when you take God's word in and you begin to meditate on it, makes all the difference. And so early in the morning, sometimes 4 a.m. around there, 5 a.m., I always have my Bible next to me, the bed there, and I have a notebook. And I will sit up, put on the light, and then read my Bible and with my notebook and begin to hear what the Lord has to say for me. And so just say the word. We begin with where the word is found. Jesus is there. The centurion finds him. He may have heard about Jesus and about the power of God's word, and he came and asked for the word. But let me go to the second area of consideration, the word declared. Not just the word desired and the word sought, because you can have a very big deposit of God's word until almost constipation by God's word. You know, just intake, intake, intake. There is a need. This word is so powerful. This word is really amazing. And this word is supposed to be released. This word is not an exhibit. It's not something, you know, you get Bibles, different Bibles, and you put them in your library there. No, this word is to be taken in, but also this word is also to be released. And let me say, the nations are waiting for the word released. In fact, in Romans chapter 10, if you give me in the NIV version, Romans 10 verse 13, from verse 13 up to verse 15. I just read these scriptures on the screen. Romans chapter 10, from verse 13 up to verse 15. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him? How then shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace. And therefore, the people who take God's word and release it, their feet are very beautiful. And so there's a hymn that we normally sing, beautiful words, wonderful words of life. Wonderful words, of life. He says, sing them over again to me. Wonderful words of life. Now we sing that song, and we have these words here. They are not just as relics, beautiful words, just put on the shelves, but these words are granted for impartation. Let me say, in the Bible, there is a word of healing, and that is what we are dealing with in the text. Jehovah Rapha, the name of God, our healer, and we have scriptures on healing. Psalm 103, he heals us of all our diseases and renews our youth like that of an eagle. In Isaiah 53, there's a verse that says, by his stripes we are healed. You go dig the scriptures. We call it the exegesis. It's like digging a well. Digging a well. You exegete. And in hermeneutics, Pastor Ambrose, you know the whole thing of hermeneutics and homiletics. We dig. And somebody digs and digs. You go to the Bible and you have this plan here that you've given us, Pastor Kiniti, and you figure your way around and you go. There is a word of healing. You'll find it. You will find it. There is a word of salvation. You will find it. A word of abundance. It is there. A word of forgiveness. You'll find it. A word of victory. A word of hope. A word of breakthrough. A word of release. A word of rest, a word of deliverance, a word of comfort, a word of blessing. And let me say we are all blessed. Hallelujah. I release a word of blessing right now upon every one of us in Jesus' name. But also a word of love, especially this week when we are having Valentine's Day on Wednesday. And our chair of deacons, Brother Sam, you've said it's a love month or the love week rather. Yes, there is a word of love, and therefore, if you don't have a Valentine, go to the Bible. Hallelujah. And you'll find John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And you can make it rima. Turn it around, first person, declare to yourself. And you say, I am loved. Go around saying, I am loved. I am loved from above, not just from down here. I am loved from above. Romans 5:8 says, while we are yet sinners, Christ died for us. God shows his love for us in that while we are yet sinners, Christ died for us. And therefore, love is in the air, but I want you to know there is more love up there than there is love down here. And we can speak it. We can declare it. There's a word of love, and you can pick it from the Bible. And you begin to speak to yourself, and you declare, I am loved. And I pray that we take time to show love to somebody this week. Say you love somebody, and also get them, buy them something. African culture, yes, flowers, maybe a chocolate. Am I giving you ideas? Maybe write a card. I don't know what you've planned to do, yeah? But there's something creative. If it's Nyama Choma, if it's me, how you show love. Get me to a Nyama Choma place. Especially Ole Polos. Pastor Nya Ole Tinga. You know Kona Baridi, Huko Kiserian. That side, Ole Polos. Especially there, I like the meat. If you want to show me love, get me there. And you'll see how I do it. People go shopping everywhere for everything else. But there is a shop here. There is a supermarket. Here, this is a beautiful place to get. This is the word of God. And go look for that word and speak it. Speak it. Get the word for the situation and declare it. Just simply release it. And you'll be surprised what God is able to do. And therefore, God is waiting this week for someone who will go to the Bible, find a word for their situation and circumstance, and speak it. If it is peace you need, you know, in the book of Mark, chapter 4, verse 39, if it is peace you need, there was a very big storm there, Mark 4, verse 39. Then he arose, rebuked the wind, and he said to the sea, peace, be still. This is a declaration of peace. and the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Jesus took a position. There was a storm. While everybody else is panicking, they are reading all other books on how to deal with storms and how to work them up. But Jesus comes, releases this word, which is amazing, and he says, Shalom. And the peace actually happened in that place. And so, my brother and my sister, there's a declaration you need to make. In the valley of dry bones, you remember Ezekiel 37 from verse 3. I'll have it on the screen. We see what happened there. The word granted from above to Ezekiel, he is very, very faithful in releasing it. Ezekiel chapter 37 from verse 3. He asked me, Son of man, can these bones live? I said, Sovereign Lord, you alone know. Then he said to me, Prophesy to these bones and say to them, Dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the Sovereign Lord says to these bones. I will make breath enter you and you will come to life. I will attach tendons to you and make flesh come upon you and cover you with skin. I'll put breath in you. You will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord. Then verse 7, let's read it together. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I was prophesying, there was a noise, a rattling sound. And the bones came together, bone to bone. May I declare today that things that were scattered are coming together. Something is coming together for somebody right now. It's a declaration on the basis of this text. It's coming together. Family scattered, God doing something, bringing people together. Just your business falling apart, whatever it is. God is able to pick even the one you can't see and actually bring it together. And all the bones came together and they were one piece and one part. A declaration I've just made, and that is released in the name of Jesus Christ. Ezekiel is not that he's an amazing guy, but he turns to the word of God, he hears it clearly, and he releases it. Pastor Ambrose and I, we preach from here, from January to the end of the year. In fact, Pastor Ambrose, somebody was asking me, how do you guys end up having a word every other Sunday and Wednesdays and every other time? Like this week, I've preached 4 times in different venues in Nairobi, in Limuru, in Muranga, different places. And they ask, how do you manage to do this? Let me give you the secret. The secret is we stay in the Word of God. That is the secret. There is no shortcut to it. You just got to have the discipline of getting into God's Word. And let me say, we proclaim what is inside us. And therefore, what we speak is the overflow. If the Word of God is what is in you, the Word of God will come out. Some people talk about the slip of the tongue. They say, a slip of the tongue. They tell you something bad, and they say, sorry, it was a slip of the tongue. I say, no, that's not a slip of the tongue. Because the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And therefore, to be able to speak or babble out, declare God's word over your children, over your business, and over your career, and over your life, We need to get to God's word. And so Jesus, therefore, is about, to declare and release a word of healing. Release a word of healing. And I know there is so much in terms of God's word we can share every time we meet. And we end up encouraging one another and also building one another up. But finally, the word demonstrated. Celebrate it. The word demonstrated, celebrate it. You know, in the last verse there, verse 13, then Jesus said to the centurion, go, let it be done just as you believed it would. And the Bible records, and his servant was healed at that moment. The word demonstrated. This year, we are looking at the word accelerate. And I want to say, God will demonstrate his word speedily. God will demonstrate his word quickly. May I say, this week, you're going to see the hand of God quickly, suddenly, accelerated. And it is not going to wait, because a command has been released by the King of Kings. It's a word of God. And Pastor Ambrose, you shared about the speed of light. and the word going fast, you know, like the speed of light. Before you know it, that word will get to that address. And it is going to get there suddenly and very, very quickly. They told me that if you hear a gunshot, then you have not been shot. Yes, thank God. If you hear a gunshot, you haven't been shot. Because the bullet goes faster than sound. But if you don't, you will not hear the gunshot if you have been shot. Because the bullet goes faster than sound. I want to tell you, like Pastor Ambrose said, the word of God goes just like light. It takes off immediately. And it doesn't matter the distance. Jesus just speaks a word. He just says the word. And do you know what? The servant was healed exactly that moment. And I challenge us to take God's word and declare it and believe it. Because I know that God is going to do a miracle immediately and suddenly regarding that matter that you are bringing before the Lord. God's word is powerful. And so the word that Jesus released was a word of healing. And that word went faster than a bullet. The centurion is still here. Even before he moves out, suddenly something is happening on the other side. So that word went like a healing bullet. It's a healing capsule. And it goes so swift. Gets into the backbone. It actually gets into the backbone of this guy who was paralyzed and was having a lot of pain. He was suffering very, very terribly. And the word of God is able to figure out because it's a healing menu for that particular condition and fixes what may have been a problem in the backbone. I see that word just coming and also hitting the nervous system. That word coming and hitting the brain and the neural systems of a human being. And that word figures things because God is our creator. God knows me. God knows your structure. He understands what is ailing. And that is why the Bible has everything we need. He knows where it is ailing. He knows where it's paining. And the word of God comes right in. You know, that's why when you come on Sunday, we are preaching God's word. Somebody somewhere is saying, that word is mine. That word is mine. I catch that. I catch that. I'm catching the other. Because that's the nature of God's word. So the demonstration of the word is that finally this guy is totally healed. And today I declare somebody's healing in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. And while you're listening to me, if you have a son, a daughter, a friend, a family member, or a colleague who is struggling with a sickness, can you also send right now a bullet, a capsule, in the form of the word of God, because by the stripes of Jesus we are healed of healing to that place right now in the name of Jesus. And I tell you, when you do it, God will accomplish what he says. In Isaiah 55, verse 11, Isaiah 55 and verse 11, the word of God demonstrated, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. Why don't we give God a hand clap for putting, we have this in the Bible here. It's in the Bible. It will fulfill, it will accomplish. It is not by power nor by might. It is not the press that I have done that are going to solve that problem. It is just getting down to God's word, declaring it, and then waiting for the results. When you go preaching the gospel, sometimes you go in neighborhoods where you think people are not listening. But let me tell you, when you preach, even when you think people are not listening, someone is listening somewhere. I saw it, Pastor Ambrose, and I was a street preacher in Nairobi. And over lunchtime, I would be in these open spaces, and it's lunchtime, and people are sitting there. It's very hot. And I stand there, and I start preaching simple verses. And I think nobody is hearing. Nobody is getting what I'm saying. You know, a young man in the streets of Nairobi, you are just there, and you started preaching. But let me tell you, I would make an altar call, and somebody starts coming. Hallelujah. God's word never returns void. When I was in Mombasa, I used to preach in matatus. And so we start the matatu journey. And right there, I start belting out the scriptures. And I'm just preaching and preaching. And by the time we are getting to destination, somebody has responded to what I am preaching about. I want to say this word we have, the Bible, is to be used. It is to be declared, and we shall see results. We shall see the effects of the word of God, and the effect is right there. Now there is, as I come to a close, this guy who was touched by Peter's declaration. Acts chapter 3, give me that from verse 6 on the screen. Acts chapter 3 from verse 6. And Pastor Ambrose mentioned this, I believe, last Sunday. Acts chapter 3, verse 6. Then Peter said, "Silver or gold I do not have, but what I have I give you. In the name of Jesus, Christ of Nazareth, walk." It's a declaration. He says, walk. Taking him by the right hand, he helped him up. And instantly, I like that word, instant, immediate, acceleration. Instantly, the man's feet and ankles became strong. He jumped up to his feet, began to walk. Then he went with them into the temple courts. Look at the celebration. Walking and jumping and praising God. When all the people saw him walking and praising God, then what happened? They remembered this is the guy, yeah? They recognized him as the same man who used to sit begging at the temple gate called Beautiful, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. Because of God's word, I decree signs and wonders. And these signs and wonders will happen in our places. I decree that somebody who has not been jumping and excited is going to be excited. In fact, I declare probably next Sunday, this coming Sunday, because this church is growing very fast. It's growing very fast. And we shall have people come running. But through here, somebody will come through here jumping and thanking God and praising God and saying, "I don't care. God has done something for me." John chapter 9, verse 25, the man who was blind said, "All I know is that I was blind, but now I see." Let's give a hand to the Lord. "All I know is that I was blind, but now I see." I am seeing testimonies, Pastor Ambrose. This coming Sunday, and this week is your week to harvest these testimonies. The word of God will be demonstrated Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Sunday is a celebration, and we shall gather in this place. I declare and I prophesy in the name of Jesus, just to celebrate what the Lord is able to do. I'm inviting us now to learn how to harvest from God's word. He has given us this as seed for the miracle, and he has given us this so that we can take the word, administer it, or release it, or plant it in different situations. And then God is able to turn that around. And what do we get? We get celebration, because the miracle becomes ours. I started by saying, this one was not written for angels. It was written for human beings, so that we can mine it, we can make it our own, and so that we can declare it, and so that the heavens can honor that faith, the same way heaven honored the faith of the centurion, and that the word then becomes effective within our lives, and suddenly there is miracle, beginning with the miracle of salvation, the miracle of transformation and growth and development from one degree of glory to another, into the miracles of the express life and service, and into the miracles of the needs that we have. Because God knows what you need, and God is able to meet you at the point of need. And so this guy who was paralyzed and suffering terribly is now healthy. He is now whole. I imagine he's jumping together with the centurion when he got home. And they are doing it in turns. So the one who was sick jumps around and dances all over, while the other one is looking. And then it's the time of the senior government official also to do the same. And I'm seeing dancing in our homes. Hallelujah. God will do miracles. God is going to do those miracles. Hallelujah. And we shall show up at home. And around that dining table, I'm speaking to a certain family. There has been struggle. Things have been very difficult. But this day is coming in an accelerated manner. It's coming very, very quickly, when that narrative will be changed. You shall meet around that dining table, and you'll be running. You will be chasing one another around that dining table. You go one side, then you come. You sing some of these songs we normally sing. Which are they, Johnny? Yeah, Manamberi, or whatever song that is, or Mugithi or something. No. We do the gospel and we do praise. Because Psalm 150, the last verse of the Bible, of the Psalm says, let everything that has breath do what? Praise the Lord. I'm seeing that prophetic picture, Reverend Ambrose. And you shared with us Isaiah 61, Isaiah 60, all these texts of healing, restoration, rebuilding, double portion. They are all in the scriptures, downloaded in the life of one family, another family, another family here. And you'll gather, you will gather, you will gather. Together, you have wanted your family together. You will gather, I declare, in the name of Jesus. That prayer shall be answered. Your family shall come together. They shall listen to one another. They shall support one another. You shall enjoy a meal together. You shall plan together. You shall invest together. And I see that dance around a table. There's one I'm seeing very clearly, prophetically, right now. And people are just running around and they're saying, ah, we don't care. We were in problems, we were scattered, now we are together. Doesn't matter what anybody says, we are singing our song at 3 a.m. In the morning until the neighbors show up and they are saying, guys, what's going on inside this homestead? Maybe you have even put piped music, make a top volume. And instead of this other music we hear, like I heard last night, I don't know where it was coming from, the area where I live, there are clubs. You know, sometimes they put all that and you know, you wonder what people are dancing to until that time. That late, I am changing that narrative. There will be beautiful music in the homes and in the neighborhoods. And there will be families dancing and celebrating because the Lord has come through and the Lord has answered that prayer. It is happening faster than you know, faster than you have ever imagined. God is accelerating that destiny because His word aligns earth with the kingdom. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is done in heaven. When you declare the word, it aligns, it begins to reconfigure, recalibrate, and that is the work of the word. And suddenly a scenario that was dark and difficult and sick begins to reflect what the kingdom has in terms of our destinies. Those destinies that have been exchanged, I correct that in the name of Jesus Christ. Those destinies that have been stolen, I return and restore the correct destiny right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Because the word of God will bring back everything that we ever lost. And therefore, there is a full menu in God's supermarket, in God's storehouse, and that is the Bible. And I challenge us this week to have a plan. Follow what Pastor Kenita just said. After this, pick yourself a plan. Determine, decision, desire, decision, determination, discipline. Work on it. Keep working. Keep working. Somewhere by July, August, Uko, you'll be surprised. You'll be like Jeremiah. And your word was found, and I ate it, and it became the joy and the delight of my heart. Is somebody getting an appetite for God's word? Yes. May God give you a big appetite. Yes. Hallelujah. And once you have taken in God's word, release it, declare it, proclaim it. As you do so, testimonies will just, people will be catching up with you. Pastor Ambrose, like it happens to us when I go to Sarit or go one of the malls, and somebody catches up with me and say, Pastor, I'm so happy. Now I'm seeing you close quarters. Because Sundays, unakuanga huko mbali. Lakini leo in the marketplace, mimi na wewe. Yes. And they start telling me a testimony. We are walking in Sarit. And somebody saying, Pasi, you preached a word. I took it seriously. I applied it in my life. And today, there is this and that as evidence that the word of God works. And I tell you, God's word works. So that appetite may it be filled by the word of God. Let's all stand up now as we pray. Father in heaven, thank you again for that passage. And Lord, thank you for the theme of this month, which is wonderful and very, very inspiring. My God, thank you for the centurion who realized that the answer to the problem he was having in his homestead lay in God's word. And I thank you, Lord, that he sought to find it. And when it was found, he sought that it be released. And that word was declared and released. And the evidence of that declaration was the healing of his servant who had a serious case of paralysis and was suffering terribly. And that word therefore reversed the situation in the life of that servant, that slave of that Roman soldier. And it brought so much joy in that home, and not just that home, but also the neighborhood and all those people who knew that paralyzed slave. And I imagine that for days on end, there were visitors coming over to see what the Lord had actually done. My God, I thank you for this text. And I thank you for the power of the word declared. And my Father, I thank you that today we are committing ourselves to the word, reading it, intake, but also release and also expectation of the results. And so, Father, as I have preached this word, I thank you for the prophetic vision and dispensation that you have released to me, that God, you are putting things together and bones that are broken are being brought together. And that which was scattered and almost broken and almost lost completely, suddenly God, by the power of the word, like happened in the valley of dry bones, Ezekiel 37, bone is finding bone, and they can't miss. They cannot miss because they are directed by the word of God. And my God, for that picture of family and families experiencing their restoration, and indeed things that have been lost coming back, and eventually their prayers answered, where even children don't talk to one another, and all of a sudden something happens, and they're all joyful around a table, and they're running around, and they're praising God. My God, I thank you for that prophetic revelation. And therefore, Father, thank you because somebody is receiving it, here and also in the diaspora, in the name of Jesus. My God, you have told us to declare a thing, and it shall be established. And therefore, I declare that restoration, that healing in Jesus' name. My God, we find you in the text as Jehovah Rapha, the God, our healer. And Jesus, you are exercising Rapha authority. You are exercising your mantle as the healer. And I pray that this mantle is now comes over this week. The healing mantle. I am calling the healing mantle, beginning with us right here and also spreading out throughout the week. If you are within the reach of my voice, in the name of Jesus, I now cover you with the healing mantle of Jesus Christ. Because by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. And God is able to heal us financially. He's able to heal us socially. He's able to heal us mentally. He's able to heal us physically. He's able to heal us spiritually and also in every way. He's able to heal our families. He is a healer. And therefore, may this healing mantle rest on you right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree every disease shaken from its foundation in Jesus' name. And I decree every disease uprooted and overthrown. Even one, somebody here saying, it's been 5 years, Pastor, you don't understand. It's been 15 years. It's so long, it's just become part of me. I decree and declare the uprooting, the overthrowing of that condition and that disease right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Our God is more than able. And even as I'm praying like this, you can also extend the same to somebody else that you know, because there's healing anointing here in Jesus' name. But I want to cover this week with this healing mantle. And that is why I ask us to lift our hands to God. My Father, the centurion came to your son Jesus. He did not come to a witch doctor or go to these prayer experts who hide in dark rooms in the town. He knew where to go, and he knew what was needed, the word of God. My God, we are raising our arms, our hands to you, because we know where our help comes from. Our help comes from you. And Lord, as we lift these arms, we are inviting that healing mantle, not just to cover today, but cover Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and next Sunday we come with testimonies. My God, I thank you. I see those testimonies. I see those testimonies coming. They're coming. And as you're lifting your hands to God, Somebody you have been in debt for a long time, and that debt has looked like a mountain. Your healing includes leveling that mountain. Matthew 17:20 tells me this. If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, be removed from my family, from my life. It has disturbed me for so long. You can say to this mountain, be removed forthwith, right away, now. And it shall be removed, for nothing shall be impossible for you. And therefore, as we lift our hands to God, right now we are taking that healing mantle. And as we speak and declare that scripture, we are declaring that every mountain, every high thing raised against achieving what I've just stated here in terms of what God is about to do this week, may it be cleared out of our pathways right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And may I declare that we shall walk on level ground this week. It shall not be climbing. It shall not be going scuttling down to the valleys of shadow of death. It shall be on level ground, and God is going to go with us. I'm prophesying now. God is saying, I've handled that mountain. You are going to walk on level ground. I have handled every detail, and you're walking speedily towards your destination, and nothing is along your path. And therefore, Father, we thank you as we together receive this healing mantle, the blessing invocation of healing. And therefore, this is our portion, and it covers the whole week. We are strong, we are healed, we are restored, we have a future. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And we all say, amen. Let's give a bigger hand to our Lord Jesus Christ. Glory to God. We serve a faithful God. Pastor Ambrose, thank you very much for getting us started this year and for putting together this material to guide us throughout the year. You are a great blessing. Let's appreciate Pastor Ambrose. Thank you. A great, great blessing. We thank God for you. Amen. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. That's great. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely goodness, mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever and ever. Amen. Shalom. Have a great week.